a world tourism title holder in Sacramento, California. And Teresa has a special that she did with Howard Sweeney. And Howard Sweeney was the pre-Grammy events. The Fonnie Sweeney was his mom, and she had passed away and opened the doors of opportunity for me. It was amazing. She sat down a sit-down interview with Howard Sweeney, and we're just waiting for her call in right now. And in the meantime, let's go to a really fun Christmas music while we're waiting for Teresa to call in. Let me try to text her right now. And I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful week and getting all that Christmas shopping done and being patient, especially driving through the parking lots. Be careful. Someone hit me last time. And very, very careful. Be very cautious. We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese. Yeah, you in the Christmas tree. I like that. Okay, Teresa, welcome. This is your Beauty Queen Reporter special half hour Hollywood Connections. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. We're good. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Hi, this is Teresa Velasquez, World Classic Miss Tourism 2019 and World Tourism Legacy 2020. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Howard Sweeney. And he told me a little bit about his mom. She's the founder of the pre-Grammys, 26 years old.
Yes.
When she started, and she was in charge of invitations for the Grammys parties. She was also engaged to James Brown. And she was good at managing talent, he says. So his mom was also in her early 20s when she started in the, you know, entertainment industry. And so I had the pleasure of driving over and interviewing Mr. Sweeney, and you will have to listen to what he has to say.
That's right. Also, actually, they opened the door for me, Teresa. That's how I wrote for the late James Brown. So let's go to that interview. I'm excited to hear this live on 106.1 FM The Heat. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Teresa Velasquez, World Classic Miss Tourism 2019, and currently the Miss Legacy 2020. I'm here with a person by the name of?
First name is Howard, and last name is Sweeney.
Okay, and he wanted to tell me a little bit about his mother. She was involved with the Grammys back in the 2020.
Yeah, she was got in the industry. She was 22 years old.
Wow.
Tender age of 22.
And I did see some pictures. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And she was here.
Yeah, back when she was in high school, which was in Brownsville, Pennsylvania, she was the first black majorette Brownsville High in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. She was very fair complexion, so I don't know if they knew they were nominating a black majorette, but she was indeed the first black majorette.
Yeah, she was really good.
Thank you.
Yes. And then you said something about James Brown and Keith Gates. James Brown.
The godfather soul, James Brown, good God.
I've
got a brand new bag.
Yeah. Living in America.
Living in America. Yeah. So anyway, like I was telling you, that story is kind of interesting as it goes. There was a lady by the name of Gracie Gill, who, God rest her soul, her and my mother have both moved on to meet their Lord and Savior. Hi, Mom, Gracie. Anyway, they were best friends, and they were young girls, you know, as young girls are. They're out there having fun and enjoying their life. And Gracie, don't know that part of the story. Somehow or another, she met a gentleman in James Brown's band. And she started dating this gentleman. He's a saxophone player. I won't mention his name. When they came into the Sacramento area, there's a club venue. Yeah, we're talking about the late 60s. Back in that time, it was the name of the club was called the Coconut Grove. And James Brown used to frequent that venue when he came to Sacramento, before the venue and the artist started performing at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. So that's where the black acts went, the Coconut Grove. Gracie and my mother went to the show. And they were backstage when the show was over, and the band and Mr. Brown came off stage, and Mr. Brown took one look at my mother, and she was, and if I do say it so myself, a pretty much of a knockout woman. She was very attractive lady. I'm not saying that to be boastful. She was very attractive. Anyway, he said, "Who is that?" He inquired amongst the band members who she was. And got to know Miss Sweeney through that evening. Now, they ended up partying that night. Now, my mother was a young adult, maybe 20, 21 years of age. And it got so late into the morning that James decided to take my mother home. And they arrived in the big stretch of Miss Sweeney at about 6 or 7 o'clock that morning. Right? Now, my mother still stayed with her parents.
Right.
So they all marched in, and you don't have to meet the parents.
I
think that they would be excited about meeting this worldwide entertainer. And when they walked in, Mr. Brown was met with a bunch of profanities. What the ATLL are you doing with my daughter waltzing her in at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning? So he's surprised that he didn't get, you know, the normal, you know, glamour shot,
right,
type admiration that.
Like, no.
Anyway, make long story short, he fell in love with the family. Him and my mother actually went, their relationship, he went all the way up to them being engaged to be married. I still actually have the engagement ring.
Okay.
That, fortunately for both, I would think, did not transpire. And she ended up working for Mr. Brown. They ended up being the best of friends.
Good friends, you were saying.
Great friends. And that's what her introduction was into the music industry, was to James Brown.
Right, so that's how it all started for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as planning events for the pre-Grammy, you said they had parties and all kinds of things.
Well, it started, my mother was kind of like me, you know, I mean, I'm kind of laid back today.
Uh-huh.
But we, you know, a lot of RPMs of the jawbone, she'd like to talk. So she could get down and network with people and get to know people and, you know, self-promote herself. Through that, and through her association with James Brown, she got into the music industry. She started networking and met a guy by the name of Clive Davis, who you probably would have been working with a second. She then started working for different record companies. She worked for Playboy Records, which had a little R&B division for, you know, about a year or 2 years. Probably nobody knows that Playboy Records had a record company. She worked with them for a year or two. She she worked for Warner Brothers, and then she became an artist development person. You know, developed, cultivated, grew talent, and signed it to record deal.
Right, you were saying something about management. She went into the management side of entertainment.
Right. So, I mean, she got so good at that, that people from all over the country would send their talent out to Miss Sweeney. You know, okay, we can take this act as far as we can take it. So we'll take the act, we'll send them out to Los Angeles, and then see if she can take the ball and take it from there. Right? She ended up having two groups that signed major record contracts. One was Ultimate Planet of Destiny. They signed with PolyGram Records. And the other one was Lace. They signed with Wing Records. Now, Wing Records, not to get too deep into that story, but Wing Records was a brand new subsidiary division from PolyGram.
Okay.
And they had signed three acts. They had signed Vanessa Williams, who was probably the
beginning. Oh, yeah.
You know, you were there.
Beauty Queen, yes.
Right. First Black Miss America.
Beautiful.
And yes. And
very successful.
Went on to have a good acting career.
Right, exactly.
And a music career.
And music, yeah, beautiful voice.
Right.
Nothing stopped her.
All the controversy and all that, right?
On the contrary.
Right. So the three acts that Wing Records signed was, not Ultimate Fan Destiny, Lace, which is my mother's group, Tony, and Vanessa May. Now, most of the promotion money was going towards Lace, my mother's group.
Okay.
I mean, they were an outstanding, great army group. Right? But as the story goes, my mother, who was very fiery, fell out with the record promoter. Or, you know, the person who was taking that part of the company for the acts, and they got bumped down to the third act.
Oh, okay.
So they got their two CDs released, but there was a lot of promotional money with them, so they kind of faded for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have all these wonderful memories of your mom, and you share them with everyone. And what else do you have to tell us about your mom? Is there anything else you'd like to talk about as far as her career, you? How'd you come about?
How did I come about? Okay, well, that was not related to the music industry at all.
No.
All my family is from back east. They're from Pennsylvania.
Right.
And how my mother ended up in Akron, Ohio, there's a gap there. I don't really know how that worked out. But she, my name is Howard Sweeney, as I had mentioned in the opening. She met Howard Sweeney Sr.
Okay.
Somewhere. But they met, they got married, and here came Howard Sweeney Jr. Now, how they parted ways was very unusual because it wasn't irreconcilable differences. It wasn't an issue where they were having a hard time getting along. My mother just probably told my father one evening, "Hey, I'm going to California. I'm bringing our son with us.
Oh, okay.
Are you coming?" That was it.
Was he into the entertainment industry at all?
No. At that time, she wasn't. They were just regular domestic folks. He ended up working for General Motors for 30 years or so. And he stayed back east.
Okay.
I've seen him once.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have some beautiful memories of your family.
Great memories. Unbelievable memories.
Yeah, that's great.
And I have a daughter. You know,
one daughter?
Have it. Yeah,
okay.
I have one daughter. And of course, she's interested in what?
Music.
Yes.
Have you helped her with that?
Oh, recording? I'm doing the best. Well, she's doing a lot of herself. She's very, very self-motivated. She's actually got a CD out under Jadore Monet.
Yes.
Stream that, please. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. It's on all the streaming media stations. So put that on your rotation, please. Jadore Monet. She's doing her thing. She's a great kid. I'm very proud of her.
Okay, and how old is she now?
She's 21.
So is she pursuing a career, a degree in music?
She will get her certificate, bachelor's degree, this December from the Musicians Institute.
Okay. great. So that's wonderful. Yeah. So she's definitely headed in that direction.
She's driven. Very much so. Very proud of her. And I told her, I said, it's a competitive business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're one of millions of kids coming down that 80 freeway with a destination of Los Angeles.
But she has unique and quite a lot.
I got her back.
She learned a lot of stuff along the way with mom.
I got it right. There was a... we were coming out of Sunset Boulevard, and there was this big billboard of the Grinch.
The Grinch, yeah.
And he's got that little Grinch down Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And his captain says, so you came to L.A. to be a star. How's that working out for you? So it's competitive, but she's got a lot of ingredients as far as the... extra stuff, not just the talent, you know, she's attracting young girls, just like her grandmother, but she's got a lot of other things that are going to help her.
Right.
Her drive and
motivation, yeah. Yes. And you have to stick with it. I mean, it's not like overnight. You know, some people are really lucky, and I guess, you know, they meet that right person at the right time.
So there's a chance, yeah.
But it's dedicating yourself, you know, you have to, you know, go to school and get educated and learn. Right, learn how to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
She loves to sing. I love choirs. I'm always in choirs.
You know,
I love to sing too.
So you're singing too?
Yes. All right. All right. So it's, you know, you have to do it. You have to keep it's a passion. You have to keep at it.
Sure. Definitely. Yes. I mean, yeah, it's as much as James Brown's a testimony to that, because was he a talented man? Of course he was.
Oh, yeah.
A genius? Yes. But his will and drive was parallel. It was amazing how much drive he had. And you know, I all her people that she admires, that's a big Beyonce fan, you know.
Beyonce.
that's her girl. You know, but I mean, all these people had so many pitfalls, and stumbles in the road, and they pick themselves up, you know, and kept going.
Keep going. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's what she's going to have to work, you know, to do that. And she's doing a good job.
Right.
She's doing a good job. She's very, very resilient. So we'll see what the future holds for her.
And you have some support her. That's a good thing.
That's my theme to her. Dad's got your back. 100%.
Okay, Rob, Howard Sweeney, I am going to wrap it up. And I am going to be on Holly Connections on the 16th of December, as I said, 5:30 our time with Don Meese. So keep your ears open. You'll be hearing yourself.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
All right.
And we're back. So I want to tell you, Teresa, that was an amazing interview, because his mother opened the door for so many talents and so many stars, and every star was there at these events. And you did such a great interview. I want to just thank you for that.
Oh, it was fun. You know, I had a pleasure of meeting him and interviewing him and learning about his mom, his family, and how it all started for them. And so... you know, it's she's the founder, according to him, she's the founder of the pre-Grammys. And, she did the invitations for the Grammy parties and engaged to James Brown. She didn't get married to him, but she was engaged. And, she was really good, according to him, as far as managing talent. And the daughter now... Sweeney's daughter, Howard Sweeney's daughter, now is interested in the music industry as well. She loves to sing. And so she is also, you know, very, very beautiful. So he had brought up, you know, to me, he asked me about what I was doing and being a reporter and all that. And I said, well, there's Dawn. You can always, you know, get her involved with Dawn.
Right.
He's interested in her daughter pursuing her career in the entertainment industry and so forth. So just to let you know.
That's awesome. You know, also, too, there's Howard has so many connections and other producers up there that I'm already writing them to get you over there. Uh-huh. You're in Sacramento, California. And yes. And you've been now a national world title holder. And how does that make you feel? Are you having fun?
Oh, absolutely. You mean the World Classic?
Yes.
Tourism and the World Tourism Legacy. Well, now, at the end of the year, the World Classic Miss Tourism is up. I already crowned the next queen, Nancy Gonzalez, which you know her.
Right.
And yeah, and then I was crowned World Tourism Legacy 2020. Got a beautiful sash and a beautiful crown. So now I'm, you know, wearing that and just having fun doing my appearances and my challenges. And, of course, the radio show with you. And just having fun, you know, just enjoying sharing this title and my platform, which is World Hunger, and I try and help out. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing that we're able to have these platforms and help others with them. So that's what I do. You know, I try and get out there to the St. Mary's that's here. And close by here in Stockton, and I, you know, go there and I help them serve food and or bring food, that kind of thing. And the Harvest Food Bank in Manteca, I go there and help out, you know, with whatever they have there, kind of the foods that they have there.
Teresa, and, that's amazing. I'll tell you, that's amazing because, you know, it's not just a crown and title. It's what you can do to make someone's life better, you know.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. And you're also a dancer, amazing ballet. Yes, I sit here and I have to put my shoulders back because I say Teresa's on. Yes, I do. My shoulders are back. But tell everybody your social media where they can follow you. And you also have a new website I saw that you put up. We got to put all that up there. So give everyone that information. Yes.
Yeah, I have my Wix that has all my photos there from the time that I, you know, won the title of World Classic Miss Tourism. 19 and then the legacy title, and that would be, are you ready?
Yes,
it is. Teresa, it's Teresa Velasquez 12.wixsite.com/worldmisstourism2019. I will spell it for you real quick. Teresa with an H, T as in Tom, H as in Henry, E as in Eagle, R as in Robert, E as in Eagle, S as in Susan, A as in Apple, Velasquez, V as in Victor, E as in Eagle, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra, Q as in Quick, U as in Unity, E as in Eagle, Z, and then the number 12 dot Wix site, which is W as in Win, I as in International, X, S as in Susan, I as in International, T as in Tom, E as in Eagle, .com/worlds. Miss Tourism 2019, and that's Worlds, WORLDS, Miss, that's an MS, Tourism, TOURISM 2019. And you'll find, you know, all the blogs, my photos, the coronation, all my credits, all the people I've interviewed, my bio, just everything, all kinds of things.
Yeah, about me. We're also live on Facebook, and people are asking me, inboxing me, can you put your website up there on the live video feed on Facebook? And also, we have the Tantalk Radio YouTube website as well, so we'll have that. And then any of the shows that you're doing and any of the Beauty Queen reporters, they can send me their own flash drive, and we'll put that up there for them, and they can put it on their own YouTube. But you can follow us on the Tantalk Radio Network, so we'll put those links up there if you want to put that on there for social media so they can follow you as well, Teresa.
Okay.
Awesome. So we have 5 minutes, my engineer is telling me. Any other last words that you'd like to talk about? Anything that comes to mind?
I really enjoyed interviewing him, and I loved interviewing St. James. He's the one that I interviewed, and I won the Indie Wise.
Yes, we need a hand clap for that one. Yes. The Indie Wise was a event that I said you should enter because we put it together. Yes. And you won the top entertainment reporter award in Las Vegas. Wow. Yes. Hollywood Connections. I mean, we're so impressed with you. Hand clap.
That was so exciting.
Well, that's for you, Teresa. Awesome.
I hope to enter the Christian International Festival, so We'll see.
Yes, there's so many events out there, and there's so many film festivals in your area, and there's so many other people. Yeah. I just say get out there, just do a story once a week. You know, interview somebody just to make their day special. Or, you know, I went into the retirement homes, and you can do the same.
Oh, yeah, you know, retirement homes, absolutely. We could do that.
For sure, and do specials. And, Teresa, do you have an idea what your special will be next month, 2020?
What next?
Next show.
I haven't thought of it yet. I don't know about the next show yet.
I gotcha. I know. I'm always texting everybody. Okay, I need your shows. I need this. And we have three more minutes of your special with me. And any other words for the holiday? Anything that else comes to mind that you'd like to tell the world?
Well, I'm going to be doing something perhaps for the, like the Nutcracker. I was going to do an interview for the Nut, you know, with the Nutcracker. So that might be the, our show is next month. But I have plenty of people that I can go to and do interviews with, but I didn't want to have Howard Sweeney. That was very special.
Very special.
Yes. So we'll, you know, figure out for the next month, but I have plenty of people to. And if you can think of somebody, let me know.
Oh, there's a list, Teresa. And you can even have live call-ins. You know, that's the other thing. You just don't have to do it on the video. And that's it. We have 5 phone lines here, right, Vaughn? I mean, I've been here for 10 years. No, we have 4 because you're on it. 5, yes. And you can even have them call in and do live interviews on the air. So they can be on there, which is amazing. Teresa, and I just want to wish you so much success with what you're doing in your title. And the opportunity to be a reporter gives you the advancement to get out there and interview people, even for your career. Also, you're also going to be in a show, you said. Where can they buy tickets? Because this just isn't in Florida. We're worldwide on the World Wide Web.
Well, what I want to do is enter the Christian International Festival, but as far as the show, I'm not doing any shows right now. I do, I'm thinking about perhaps interviewing the Arthur Murray Schools again. They do have so many wonderful events, a lot of championships, and they have the Holiday Ball coming up. They have a lot of wonderful things, you know, that they do together.
That's why you're in such great shape, because you're a dancer. And how many days a week? Yeah, how many days a week do you practice?
Well, I know how to do choreography. So because of that, I'm I dance and I create, and that keeps me busy. And that's the exercise that I get. You know, doing the choreographies and helping people. I even helped one of my friends. She entered the Miss San Joaquin pageant. She won the Miss Asparagus. She went on to winning Miss Merced.
Wow.
And now she's going to be going into the Miss San Joaquin again. And so that's part of the Miss America pageant system. So I'm involved with those girls, and I help her. So
other people, I know we have about 30 seconds left. I know, so other people can call you, and if they say, hey, I need a choreographer, or maybe I need a choreographer for my pageant system, it's a national pageant, that would be a really great forte. You know, there's so many, 50,000 pageants out there, Teresa. You could be very busy doing choreography work.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
For sure.
I would love to help out as far as the choreography, sure. Just
oh, for
if
sure.
Nearby, that would be good. That's that's even better. They're close by. You know?
I have an idea. I'm going to text you after the show. I know we have 5 minutes left. Teresa, have a Merry Christmas, a God bless,
Merry Christmas.
We're out. Bye, everybody. Hollywood Connection special. I'm Dawn Reese and Teresa Valsquez.
Heifer Hills.